We're On the Record. I'm Senior Supervising Producer Maureen Harvey, filling in for Sheila Cast. Good morning. Each year, counties seek to recoup unpaid taxes from property owners through a tax sale. If overdue bills are not paid by April 30th, liens are issued by the municipality and sold to investors, who can make a lot of money collecting the debt, fees, and interest from the property owner. Property owners risk losing their homes to foreclosure if they can't pay. Allison Harris directs the Home Preservation Project at the Maryland Pro Bono Resource Center. The center provides free legal help for those facing tax sale and is hosting in-person tax sale clinics over the next month. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Give us a sense of the scale here. How many properties in Maryland go to tax sale and what typically happens?
So the number of people who find themselves what we call on the tax sale list, which is the tax sale list is anyone who's delinquent as of March 1st, is pretty huge. So at this point, I had over 5,200 homeowners in Baltimore City, and those are properties designated as owner-occupied properties in the state's database in Baltimore City alone. And there were well over 22,000 properties in Baltimore City on the tax sale list as of March 1st this year. Those folks do have until April 30th, as you mentioned, to pay off or be included in the auction in May. A lot of people will get there, but just to give you a sense of who ends up in the auction every year in May, the number of homeowners is approximately 2,000 that end up still delinquent after April 30th.
So most homeowners are able to get off the list or take care of the amount that they owe?
So most homeowners are able to figure out how to get themselves out of tax sale over time. And that is sort of one of the points I want to make about tax sale, that one of the biggest misconceptions people have when they hear tax sale or they're facing tax sale that can cause them to panic is that they will lose their home at a tax sale auction. And that is not the case. The biggest thing I tell people when I first meet them is the investor buys the right to foreclose on the home when they purchase that lien certificate, but you still have time. So the one thing I want people to take away from this is don't panic. If you are facing tax sale, you do have time. There are help and resources available. It does cost more money the longer you wait, as fees, expenses, and interest are added on to that lien. However, people do have time. So I just want everyone to know, don't panic. We have heard of people in the past not eating, scrounging for food, selling their cars, their only method of transportation, but to get off the list by that April 30th deadline, which we do want people to get off the list, but we don't want people to sacrifice important components of their lives in order to do so, because there is help and they do have time.
A 2019 law exempts owner-occupied homes from going to tax sale solely due to outstanding water bills. How has that reform shaped the tax sale in the years since?
So the Pro Bono Resource Center, my organization, was at the forefront of the advocacy effort to get residential properties out of tax sale for water bills alone. As we know, in Baltimore City, there's a lot of water billing issues. There's a lot of infrastructure issues. There's a lot of homes and leakage issues. And it's not necessarily obvious or apparent for homeowners to figure out what's going on with their water bills, whether if they have a leak, if there's a leak in their house, if there's a leak underground, and whether it actually is an issue with their house or somewhere else on the property or down the street or just in the computer system. So that was one of the reasons that residential properties were withheld from tax sales starting in 2019. This year at the Maryland General Assembly session in 2024, there's been new legislation introduced that would put residential properties that are not classified as owner-occupied in the state's database back into tax sale for water bills alone. So what we do know is that before this law went into effect, there were closer to 6,000 properties or more on that tax sale list as of March 1st every year, and a lot of those were due to water bills. After that law went into effect, so in 2020 was the first year that water bills alone could not send residential properties into tax sale, and the list was cut down by nearly half. So it is a significant number of people who would face tax sale for water bills alone Should we walk that back those protections for homeowners from that 2019 law?
This bill that you're talking about is HB 243, which has passed in the House of Delegates, and it was put forth by the Department of Housing and Community Development. And I want to play a clip. Here's State Housing Secretary Jake Day.
No one should be losing the roof over their head over, especially when we're talking about an asset of the value of the average value that we see of homes over an unpaid water bill or an electric bill or a fairly small amount of property taxes, $1,000 or less.
You testified in support of the bill as it was originally drafted, but now you have concerns, and you've told us what that is. I just want to drill down. The concern is that water bills are going to be added back in to count against somebody if they're at risk of tax sale.
So HB 243, as originally drafted, and as the Pro Bono Resource Center and various other nonprofits as part of my homeownership coalitions testified and supported this bill, as originally drafted, it actually increased protections. And there's other ways it still does increase protections. It increases the threshold overall for homeowners to go to tax sale. It increases the length of time that homeowners have to redeem. And as originally drafted, it actually would have extended the protection statewide that already existed in Baltimore to prohibit municipalities from sending properties anywhere in the state to tax sale for water bills alone. However, what has happened is that Delegate Regina Boyce introduced a bill in the House, and Senator Cory McCrae introduced the Senate version of the bill earlier this year that would have walked back that 2019 law that added in the protections for owner-occupied and residential properties, not going to tax sale for water bills alone. Their bills did not move forward. There was not enough momentum for them to move forward. So they ended up, and Delegate Boyce in particular, ended up folding their bill into 243. So they made an amendment to 243, which we had supported, that would say that actually residential properties that are not classified as owner-occupied can go to tax sale for water bills alone.
So you're talking about people who are renters or people who maybe that they've inherited the house, but they don't own it?
Exactly. So this is sort of a complicated kind of weedy issue because on its face, this does not look problematic. The original intent behind Delegate Boyce and Senator McCrae for introducing this is a good one. They want another tool in their tool belt to handle the vacancies in their district. We all know, we all agree that vacancy and blight is a huge issue in Baltimore City, and that we need lots and lots of tools and mechanisms to deal with the vacancy and blight problem in Baltimore City. And they were seeing this as one more way to get more properties through the tax sale process that could be taken out of vacancy status and put back in for redevelopment. However, those of us advocating for homeowners, for renters, we all disagree that this is a good solution to accomplish that. One of the reasons is because the use of the word residential was intentional. When the 2019 bill was passed, we said we wanted to withhold residential properties, not just owner-occupied residential properties, but all residential properties. And the reason for that is all homes in the state of Maryland are classified as owner-occupied and not owner-occupied, which is also in the state's database listed as principal residence or not principal residence. However, in doing this work for many years, those of us who are in homeowner world, we know that the state's database has a lot of errors. And there's many reasons for the errors. There have been issues with Baltimore City transferring deeds to the State Department of Assessment and Taxation without the proper designation as owner-occupied or not. And so a lot of homes for a period of years went straight into the state's database, defaulting to not owner-occupied. The tangled title or heirs property issue is another one. When homes get passed down to heirs, but they don't complete the probate process, they don't get proper title and the deed recorded in their name, it is more likely that the state will then default that home back to a non-owner occupied status. And then there's another category of people I see at my clinics, which is family homes in which the person who's on the title may not actually live in the home. They may have inherited it or purchased it And they don't live there, but they are supporting their elderly mother. They are supporting their disabled sister who lives there. These are all people who are in homes that are not considered to be owner occupied, who will get caught up in this. And that, of course, this is not even to say all of the renters, the thousands and thousands of renters who could stand to lose their homes if there is a foreclosure, and then they would get evicted subsequent to that.
This is On the Record. I'm producer Maureen Harvey speaking with Allison Harris, director of the Home Preservation Project at the Maryland Pro Bono Resource Center. The center is holding several free tax sale clinics over the next few weeks. The next one is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the American Brewery Building on North Gay Street in Northeast Baltimore. Over the past 9 years, the Pro Bono Resource Center has assisted nearly 800 homeowners at risk of losing their homes to tax sale. Tell us about the demographics of your clients.
So first of all, I do want to say that tax sale really is a racial justice issue. If you look at the demographics really show the vulnerable populations that we are talking about who are facing tax sale. Over the last few years, my clients are generally 75% seniors. Up to half of them identify as disabled, over 80% identify as Black, and nearly three quarters report annual household incomes of less than $30,000. So it's really, these are low-income homeowners. Their main asset in life is this home and the equity they have in that home. That is their accumulated wealth through the course of their lifetime that they have to pass on to their heirs. If they lose that, that is a large chunk of intergenerational wealth that is lost within a family.
There is another bill that would help people enter into a payment plan if they're not the owner of a property, right?
So HB 243, as originally drafted, did require municipalities to create payment plans. I will say HB 54, which is a bill that was put forth by Delegate Atterbury, does two things that are very helpful. Actually, we do think they're helpful. One of the reasons people end up in this tangled title situation, these heirs' properties where they don't get proper title, is because they have to prepay the cost, the property taxes, and the cost to record a new deed, which is really prohibitively expensive for a lot of people. So her bill would waive that prepayment requirement if the heir homeowners get onto a payment plan. It would also require the state tax sale ombudsman to create a mechanism by which homeowners across the state could participate in a payment plan. It would also enable jurisdictions to allow payment plans for arrearages.
Arrearages are?
Past due.
Okay.
Delinquencies. However, in Baltimore City, the Baltimore City Council passed 3 years ago legislation that would allow for payment plans prospectively. However, the city has not yet implemented that law. They have been stalling. I know that took quite a long time to upgrade their software system. I know they've been working on that, but it is several years later now, and the city has not implemented payment plans. And I do strongly believe that a lot more people would find themselves not even on the tax sale list, not facing tax sale, if payment plans were readily available, accessible, and if the city did a lot of outreach to let people know about their availability, to engage people to actually sign up for them, and also to create payment plans for arrearages. If people did find themselves in a tax sale, rather than selling those liens, they put those folks on a payment plan, that would go also a long way to helping those folks avoid tax sale foreclosure.
For the past 3 years, owner-occupied properties have been kept off the tax sale list by Baltimore Mayor Scott. Do you have a sense of whether that's going to happen this year as well?
We are hopeful that the mayor will once again withhold owner-occupied properties from this year's tax sale auction that is scheduled for May 20th. We would strongly encourage the mayor to announce this intention sooner rather than later, because we have seen people go to great lengths to avoid tax sale before that April 30th deadline to pay, because they do believe they will lose their home if they don't make that deadline. And in order to give people some peace of mind that they will not lose their home, they will be okay, they will have time to pay off, we really would like the mayor to announce sooner rather than later that he will remove owner-occupied properties from this year's tax sale.
Allison, a lot to pay attention to. Thank you for walking us through this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Allison Harris directs the Home Preservation Project at the Maryland Pro Bono Resource Center. The center is holding several tax sale clinics over the next few weeks, organized in partnership with the Maryland Volunteer Lawyers Service. The next one is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the American Brewery Building in Northeast Baltimore. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Short break on the record. When we're back, the 17th annual Money Power Day helps Marylanders get a hold of their finances. I'm producer Maureen Harvey, filling in for Sheila Cast. Stay with us.